Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. On today's show, Jay Whitehead, the director and choreographer for The Addams Family, joins us to discuss the show that will be hitting the Keanu Theater this weekend. Eugene Carnegie from Keanu Theater also joins the show to discuss The Addams Family, as well as the upcoming schedule at the theater. And lastly, Fort McMurray Cold Lake Member of Parliament Layla Goodridge joins the show to discuss Bill C-372, which is being dubbed as the Oil and Gas Advertisement Ban. Joining me on the phone here today is Jay Whitehead. He's the director and choreographer for The Addams Family, coming up to Fort McMurray at the Keanu Theater this weekend and next weekend. Jay, how are you doing here today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
That's good to hear. What made you want to get involved in this project?
Well, I love musical theater. It's one of the great loves of my life, actually. And previously, I've directed some large-scale musicals, including The Rocky Horror Show and Carrie the Musical. And I've always been a lover of the Addams Family as a group of characters who've, you know, existed throughout time and are very recognizable, and the music for the piece is incredibly catchy and fun, and I just wanted to be a part of it.
So what can you tell me about this rendition of the Addams Family?
Yeah, so in this musical treatment of these timeless characters, we meet the Addams Family, of course, and Wednesday is all grown up, and she's bringing a boy home for dinner who she wants to marry. And this creates, of course, all kinds of misunderstandings and hilarious situations as the Addams kind of interact with people from the outside world.
So what do you hope the audience takes away from the Addams Family?
Well, I know that they'll leave the theater humming the tunes from the piece. They are incredibly catchy and a lot of fun. And I hope, honestly, that they just have a really good time watching these characters come to life on a live stage in front of them.
You mentioned some of your projects from before. What sets this play apart from some of those other projects that you've done in the past?
Well, I think one of the things that's been really different and a bit challenging for me and the cast is that these characters are so recognizable. You know, Morticia, Gomez, Wednesday, Pugsley, Fester. These are characters that we've seen interpreted throughout the years. And in this new treatment, you know, we want to remain loyal to how the audience recognizes these characters, but also kind of give the actors some freedom to put their own spin on these characters and to put them in a musical theater context. So I think that's one way that it's going to be different from how people expect to see these characters.
So as a director, how do you approach collaborating with actors, designers, and others to bring your vision for this production to life?
Yeah, it's a great question. One of the reasons I'm a theater artist is because I love collaboration, and I really love working with actors. I believe that actors need to take ownership of their characters and the moments that they play on stage, and I love to give them the freedom to do that. And fortunately, I found a great cast of local actors who were all able to bring their own spin to these characters and make choices that were hilarious and heartwarming all at the same time.
And with the success of Netflix's Wednesday series, do you feel the Addams Family is kind of making a bit of a comeback here?
Oh, absolutely. I was a big fan of the Addams Family movies back in the 90s with Angelica Houston. And, you know, the Wednesday series, with its incredible popularity, has really brought the Addams back into the spotlight publicly. And I think people are going to be really enchanted by how they translate to the musical stage.
Do you have a favorite moment in this performance?
I would just say that there are moments. I mean, the Addams Family, really, for all their spooky and ooky characteristics, they're really all about love and the love that they have for each other. And for me, the best moments in the show are when they get to express that love for each other in heartfelt and meaningful ways. I think audiences will really relate to those moments.
What is it about live theater that you believe makes it such a powerful medium for this kind of storytelling and connection?
Yeah, I think theater, I mean, it remains relevant because It's really one of the only art forms where an audience can sit and watch a story unfold in real time right before their eyes with the actors in the same room. It really creates a sort of conversation or interaction between audience and actor that can't really be replicated through other art forms. The audience affects the actor, and the way that they respond to the piece really creates an energy on stage that's palpable and that actors can feel. And I think that kind of interchange between audience and actor makes theater a really exciting art form.
Can you discuss any of the particular challenges you may have had to face with this production and how those were overcame?
Well, I will say that technically speaking and design-wise, it's a really, beautiful show to watch. And the set itself and the lighting really brings the environment to life. It's as if the Addams home is alive and moving all around. And that took some doing, to stage those transitions to make sure that everything was, shipshape and moving along to serve the story. So, yeah, I guess one of our biggest challenges was just making sure that all the technical and design elements were in place and really showcasing the designer's work to the best of their ability.
Jay Whitehead, the director and choreographer for The Addams Family. Anything else you'd like to add here on this play coming up?
No, we're just really excited to unleash The Addams on Fort McMurray, and we hope that everyone has a great time watching the show.
Well, Jay, thank you again so much for your time here today.
Thank you so much.
Coming up, my conversation with Eugene Carnegie is next on Fort McMurray Matters. Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Eugene Carnegie. He's the director of Keanu Theater and Art Center. Eugene, how are you doing here today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for chatting with me this morning, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the chat here. Eugene, is another exciting thing coming to Keanu Theater again. What can you tell me about the Addams Family play coming up here this weekend?
This is the Addams Family, a new musical comedy. And as the title would suggest, it is the Addams Family that you know and love from comics, TV shows, and various other media that they've done over the many years, done in a musical theater style format. So you'll see some big dance numbers, some soulful songs, and a whole lot of fun and laughter throughout the entire evening.
Six shows over the course of a couple of weekends now. Does that speak to the demand there has been for this show?
We get a lot of great community support for our drama series. People love to see their friends and family, neighbors and coworkers up on stage. And for most of our drama performances, we have between five and six shows. This one has six because we have a matinee added on the final Saturday. And it's a really great family kind of opportunity. So we hope that that matinee will bring in some of the younger crowd that may not want to be up quite so late on a Thursday night.
Totally understand. After the success of Netflix's Wednesday, is it safe to say the Addams Family is slowly making a comeback in popularity?
I think so. The Netflix series definitely brought a new light and a new spin on the Addams Family and a different part of their life. And we certainly wanted to take this next chapter of them as well. The story in this musical is actually Wednesday is about 18 years old now. She's met a boy. She wants to get involved with him a little bit more and wants to bring him and his family to meet the rest of the Addamses. So as you can imagine, there's a lot of very interesting comedic moments as these normal people try and fit in with the rest of the Addams Family.
For people who are maybe on the fence about coming to the theater for this show, why should they come on out?
When you come to see a live event, and you sit in a room with 400 or 500 other people, when there's a joke that happens on stage, you laugh so much harder than you do when you were just, say, watching a TV show at home. There's that infectious energy of being around a bunch of other people. And when they start to clap and they get involved and they get excited about something happening, it just brings your own level up that much more. So the live theater and the large group of people together is really what makes events at Keanu Theater special and exciting.
For those interested in this event and are looking at purchasing tickets, what can they do?
They can call our box office at 780-791-4990. Or the easiest one of all is to go to tickets.keanu.ca and select your time, your show, and do a quick online payment. We'll email you your tickets. Everything is done nice and digital over the internet.
And looking ahead into March, there's a ton of stuff going on at Keanu Theater. First up, the Snowden Comedy Tour. What can you tell me about it?
This is a group of comedians that have been coming through the Fort McMurray area a couple of times a year over the last probably 4 or 5 years. They usually sell really, really well, most of the time selling out by the time they hit the show. So if you're looking at that one, you might want to hurry up and grab some tickets there.
And also Blizzard by Flip Fabric. Seems like a fairly unique show coming up at Keanu Theater to start in March.
So we've got a couple of really big kind of fantastical based shows. Blizzard is certainly one of them on March 4th. And then the next night, March 5th, we have magician Chris Funk. And really the two shows are about spectacle. So Blizzard is a contemporary circus. And this will involve people doing a little bit of trapeze kind of work, some aerial silks, trampolines, a whole bunch of juggling, and other feats of balance and strength, all done to a live music score. And then Chris Funk is a magician who also dabbles in a bunch of music, so you will see him play some guitar, play some violin, and he does some pretty fantastical things where those instruments kind of start to play themselves and float and balance in really weird and magical kind of ways. So two fun nights of just things that will amaze you.
I also see here competitive showcases taking place from March 7th to 9th. What can you tell me about those events?
The competitive showcases are a rental from Generation Dance Productions, and they are focused on getting themselves ready for their dance season coming up. So it'll be a lot of the competitive dancers from that particular dance studio showcasing what they've done, what they have learned over the course of the year so far, and really it's their last hurrah before they take off on their dance circuits.
And later on this year, I see some acts that could appease the classical rock kind of crowd with tributes for Queen, the Eagles, and ABBA. What can you tell me about those shows?
We've got a couple of folks that are looking at us as regular venues to bring their tribute acts through. If you were one of the folks that came out to see Fleetwood Mac a couple of months ago, these are the same people bringing back the Queen and the other tribute bands. They should all be a really good time as well, and I encourage anyone to get tickets to those also.
If people want to find out more about these events, what can they do, Eugene?
Tickets.keanu.ca. That'll have our list of events, and any show that interests you, just click on that and it'll bring up an info page to give you a nice little description, sometimes a video link or other info to kind of give you a sense of what the show is all about. And if nothing else, take a risk and come on. You might discover that you found something new that you like.
Eugene Carnegie, the director of Keanu Theater and Arts Center. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
I appreciate your time, and I am very happy also with the time and energy that are put in by these volunteer actors and backstage people that really make Keanu Theater happen.
Awesome, Eugene. Thank you so much here for the time today.
All right. Thank you.
My conversation with Fort McMurray Cold Lake Member of Parliament Layla Goodridge is next on Fort McMurray Matters. And we're back on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Layla Goodridge. She's the MP for Fort McMurray Cold Lake. Layla, how are you doing here today?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself, Ryan?
Oh, doing just fine. Thank you so much. I wanted to talk a little bit about Bill C-372 here today. Maybe just describe what that bill is all about.
Yeah, it's an absolutely lunatic piece of legislation from an eco-activist, NDP, member of parliament, Peter Julian, who effectively wants to make it illegal to say anything positive about Canada's world-class energy industry.
So I take it with that description, you're firmly against this bill.
I'm firmly against it, and I'm going to be putting up as much fight as I possibly can. This is absolutely, absolutely insane.
The federal NDP compared this to banning tobacco ads in 1997. I guess, what's your response to that notion?
Well, frankly, instead of wanting to develop Canadian resources and displacing dictator energy around the world, the NDP want Canadians to shut down our incredible oil and gas sector. I think it's absolutely insane. And part of this bill that goes one step further is it's making a mandatory, the fines are $500,000 for an individual, $1 million for a company. It also puts up to 2 years of jail time for saying facts. So if you were to say that a Coleman's natural gas little stove was safer than an open fire, that would be illegal under this bill. It is a really scary space of censoring debate and censoring the ability to even say facts.
And as you mentioned, you know, this could have a real trickle-down effect. It's more than just about advertising, isn't it?
Oh, it's so much more than just advertising, and I think this is part of the true struggle, and I'm going to fight against it. I think common sense conservatives will continue to fight against this because it's absolutely insane.
Would this bill kind of outlaw people from wearing the I Heart Alberta Oil and Gas hoodies that I saw you were wearing in your social media video earlier this week?
Well, you know what? As it's currently written and my understanding of it, I'm no lawyer, but yeah.
And so if this proposed bill moves forward, could it potentially mean that even this conversation is against the law?
Yeah. No, this is the insanity. And they want us to shut up. They want to fine us. They want to jail us just for speaking the truth. And that's not okay. That's not going to be something that I will accept, and nor will our common sense conservatives.
So as a politician yourself, how realistic is it that this bill even comes to fruition? Because, again, you mentioned that it is a rather insane notion to begin with.
You know what? I don't take anything for granted, and the track record of this eco-activist Liberal NDP coalition has been to go further than they should and then get stuck with court battles and lose. So I don't necessarily trust that they would listen to common sense and move things along and stand down on this. Unfortunately. And we haven't heard anything come out from the Liberals as to whether they would or wouldn't support this. I think that is scary. Yesterday, Stephen Buffalo, who's the CEO of the Indian Resource Council and a member of the Samson Cree Nation, had a really interesting op-ed in the National Post. And he said, and I quote, "Shut up, not a chance. Fight for our future, you better believe it." And that was in regards to this bill. And I think it would even make it illegal for First Nations partners to talk about the prosperity they found through Indigenous partnerships with with energy industry. And to me, that's very scary. It's censorship, which is also a terrifying thought.
Layla Goodridge, the Member of Parliament for the Fort McMurray Cold Lake region. Layla, anything else you'd like to add here today on the bill?
We're going to fight tooth and nail, our entire Conservative team, to make sure that the anti-energy agenda of this NDP Liberal coalition stops now.
That was our show for today. A big thanks to our guests for joining the show today. We have a busy schedule for you tomorrow, so I hope you're tuned in for that. Thank you for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Have yourself a great day.